Good morning. It's time now for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and your hosts, W.K. and Ken Boyce. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. If you'd like to call us here at the studio this morning, our number is 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056 or star 56 on your cell phone. This morning we're talking about families. We're continuing our discussion about families and our need to be aware of what's going on within our families, what makes effective families, and what makes our lives better. This is the life that you've always wanted. This is what we're discussing this morning. So we want to look at some things that give us that life that will assure us that we have the freest life that we can have, that we have and enjoy the liberties that we have in this country and other countries around the world, that's possible anywhere that we are, literally. So this morning we're talking about family, and I'd like for you to think about what stresses are on your families and what do you know about what's going on outside your family. That's what we'll be talking about this morning.
Last week we were talking about parenting and politics. What do we teach our kids? What do we tell them is happening in the world? How do we explain our political process? How do we explain even the very foundation of what our country is and how it was formed? We continue those thoughts today because as we discuss the life you've always wanted, that encompasses everything down to how do we want to be as parents? How do we want to be as a husband and wife? How do I want to be as a worker? Pride of life, pride of ownership. And so the life you've always wanted, we discuss everything here. There isn't anything that's off the plate. From love, family, to politics, anything goes. And today we're talking about stress on families and the effects that that stress is having. And that stress is coming from outside inward and is also being created inside and going outward, affecting our country and our economy and everything else happens. So stress is one of those things that it's insidious. It just kind of creeps up and continues to build and build and build and build until finally it almost seems overwhelming. So this morning we're going to talk about a lot of those different things. So if you'd like to give us a call, phone number again, 862-9977. If you're listening online or outside the area, phone number is 1-800-375-0056 or star 56 on your Alltel wireless. This again is Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Springfield Marriage and Family Institute was established to offer Christian marriage and family counseling to people in Springfield and all of Southwest Missouri. That also includes Arkansas and Oklahoma. So if you're out there and you're listening in the area, we do cover about a 90 to 120 mile radius of Springfield, helping families, helping individuals, helping couples achieve the life they've always wanted. We also provide seminars and workshops, and at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we are a learning institute. We have internships for those going through their graduate program. We also provide supervision for those that are looking for their licensure. And so we have a wide variety of things that are happening there at Springfield MFI. And if you'd like to find out more about us, visit us at Springfield MFI for Marriage and Family Institute, springfieldmfi.com. Check out the website there. So many people are going to it on a daily basis. Part of the marketing director, I get to sit there and look through the stats and find out what all is going on. And it's interesting to see where people are researching, what they're looking up. One of the amazing things is the radio program we're sitting here doing this morning, of course, will be archived like all the rest. To this point, we've had 44 shows. And every month, every show we've done has been listened to online. People are going back and they're able to listen to it, gain information from it. They're forwarding it to their friends. And so if you want to take a listen to the radio archives, go to Springfield MFI. There's a radio microphone there on the homepage. You can click that and the radio archive link. And then every show we have done is there. And that is a resource for you. It's edited. It's cleaned up. So all of our so's and so forth and all those are taken out. So you get the good content of what's going on in the show. And that can be interesting editing. But that's there for you. And so far this month, we're only on the ninth day, just completed 9 days of the month. Every show has already been listened to. We've got about 138 playbacks to this point. So not bad. Also, WK's been following, as far as the stats, where people are looking on the website and looking up information, following the number of countries. The radio program is being listened to nationwide right now.
Nationwide.
The greater 48 states listen to this online. And then the different countries that have checked out the website have gone through multiple pages listening to the radio program as well. How many countries is that now?
It's 31 countries. 31 foreign countries, at least that we know of.
That we know of.
That we know of. And some are unlisted or not recognized or they don't know where they're coming from, but at least 31 foreign countries. We have a lot of friends from down under, down in Australia, who listen to us quite often.
Yeah, they do.
And friends up in Canada and over in Great Britain. The European Union, a lot of the countries in the European Union are listening to us, going to our website and checking out our radio programs. And so I'd like to give everyone a great big hello from the Ozarks. Also, South Korea is on there just about every month.
We have a lot of servicemen around the country, around the world. And so we'll see South Korea and, of course, Kuwait as well. For all those that are overseas and that are deployed, I just wanted to let you know you're in our thoughts and prayers. And that is, as far as talking about stress this morning, that's probably one of the biggest stresses on a lot of the families right now.
Yeah.
And that is a hard one for those that are deployed. And so part of your family's here, part of your family is away. Of course, that adds to stress.
It really does. You know, when we talk about stress and what the stresses are on families, there's a workshop that is coming up this Thursday evening from 7 to 9 at Panera Bread's on East Sunshine. I believe it's 2924 East Sunshine. A workshop on stress, title is Stress to the Max. And coping with stress is what we're talking about, but we're talking about career and spouse and parents and sports, kids, work, dinner, housework, money, school, meetings, obligations. And the list just goes on. But we're talking about stress and how to recognize stress and how to differentiate stress and burnout. Are you really stressed or are you burned out? You know, that's kind of what we're looking at. And how to effectively cope with stress. There are basically four different kinds of reactions to stress. We want to talk about those. But if you'd like to come, it's called Coffee with WK. Mm-hmm. I'd like for you to come and to meet you and get an opportunity to talk with you and share some information with you about stress. That's at Panera Bread this Thursday evening from 7 to 9. You can go online at springfieldmfi.com and register there.
Yeah, there's a poster right on the homepage.
Let us know that you're coming. There's a small fee to cover the cost of coffee materials. You can come by yourself. It's for $10. If two of you come, you don't have to be married. Two of you come, it'd be $15. The more you bring, the smaller the amount is per person. So we want you to be able to come and make it as available to as many people as possible. The seating is limited. That's the reason we're asking you to register.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so right now, I think we've got upwards of about 30 people that can get in there comfortably.
Comfortably.
So we have a private dining there at Panera on East Sunshine. Do ask that you register ahead of time. So if you would, go to springfieldmfi.com. There's a poster there on the homepage on the lower right-hand side. Just click that and register online. Or you can give Stephanie a call at the front desk at 882-6767. That's 882-6767, and let her know that you're wanting to come. And we're looking forward to seeing y'all there this Thursday. Tell a friend. Bring a friend. This is one of those chances. It's not a big formal, you know, workshop that costs several, you know, $200-$400. This is a simple time. This is Coffee with WK. We're going to be doing this series. And also check out some of the upcoming topics as well that we'll be discussing and presenting material on. So please check us out and make plans to attend.
You know, Franklin Roosevelt, a much admired man in our country by many people in our country, has two quotes that I'd like to share with you this morning. First of all, he said, true individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. And the second one is, he said that the only sure bulwark of continuing liberty is a government strong enough to protect the interest of the people and a people strong enough and well-informed enough to maintain its sovereign control over the government. As we talk about stress this morning, one of the things that we know about stress is that the more stressed we become as an individual or as a family, as a community or as a nation, the more stressed we become, the less we think, the less likely we are to continue processing information, to continue to receive information, and to process it because of the anxiety that goes up when we're stressed. The emotional intensity that goes up, the anxiety that goes up, the cognitive part of the brain begins to shut down. That's the tendency. And so what I'm wanting us to know this morning is that to recognize stress, to understand how stress affects us, and to know that when people become stressed, they stop thinking and start depending on other people to think for them, or to take care of them, or to provide for them, which is a very dangerous situation to be in. That the more stressed people become, the more dependent they become. And as I look around our community here, and I look around our state and our nation, what I'm finding and hearing a lot reported is that people are increasingly more stressed. They're increasingly more stressed. There was a survey done by the American Psychological Association this past October. And what they found was that 32% report extreme stress. These are adults. that 32% report extreme stress. Nearly 1 in 5, that's 17%, reach their highest stress level 15 or more days a month. And almost half, that's 48%, say their stress level has risen over the last 5 years. So what does that mean? It means that people feel more anxious, they feel more uncertain, they feel more helpless, and sometimes more hopeless, and their thinking part of the brain shuts down. Now, stress didn't come as a surprise. Most participants indicated that stress is really just a natural part of their everyday life. But the survey shows that participants are suffering physically, emotionally, professionally, and personally as a result of stress. Now, most participants, 82%, say they manage their stress well, but they also admit that stress causes problems with their physical and their mental health, their relationships, and their work. More than 3 out of 4 participants, 77%, said that within the previous month they had physical problems due to stress. And, you know, I want to share some information with you because it's so important to, and you say, hey, that's me. That's just written all over me. And that's exactly right.
Hey, I'm the one why the pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money on headache medicine.
You keep them going, do you?
I keep them well-funded.
These problems include, like you say, Ken, fatigue and headache, upset stomach, muscle tension, change in appetite, grinding of the teeth, change in sex drive, and sometimes a lot of couples I'm talking to say, what sex? There's no time and I'm too exhausted. And so that's a part of the stress cycle. And just feeling dizzy. A lot of times just dizzy. And so, you know, there's psychological symptoms as well in the previous month, including irritability, anger, nervousness, lack of energy, and feeling on the verge of tears. People can become so stressed that everything begins to shut down, especially the cognitive, especially the thinking part of the brain. Almost half the participants said they'd overeaten or eaten unhealthy foods because of stress in the previous month. Not surprisingly, candy and chocolate were their most popular comfort foods. That's not surprising.
Go chocolate! Yeah!
2/3 of smokers said they smoked more than when they were stressed. 17% of drinkers said they drank too much than the previous week because of stress. So work stress and money stresses are common. Almost 3/4 of participants noted that those stressors were up 59% from last year. Let me go on to some other figures here. Housing cost, that's rent or mortgage, stressed about half the participants. That's about 51% in that study. And here's how the stressors ranked. Participants could pick more than one source of stress, but this is how they ranked the stressors. Work was number one with 74%. Money, 73%. Workload came in third with 66%. Children at 64%. Family responsibilities, 60%. Health concerns, 55%. Health problems affecting a spouse or partner or children, 55%. Health problems affecting parents or other family members, 53%. Housing cost, that is rent or mortgage, was 51%. And intimate relationships came in at 47%. These are the rankings of the people who were surveyed about stress. So there's a lot of stress that's in our culture, that's in our country today. And as we all listen to the news reports, we all listen to national news and local news, increasingly they're reporting mortgage foreclosures, they're reporting job losses. There was a job loss reported last night, a person here in the Ozarks, the basketball coach at MSU, Barry Henson, will be given the opportunity to look for employment elsewhere, as a lot of people are told. And it's an extremely stressful time. And we need to recognize that and be able to say, yeah, that's stressful. Yeah, I mean, that does stress me out. Because if we know that's true and we can't say it, then that's even more stress on us. And so what we need to understand is that people are under a lot of stress today. We recognize that. We recognize it, and it's a real concern because it affects us physically, emotionally, mentally, sexually, and even spiritually. Stress does affect us in every aspect of our lives.
What's stressing you out? What is it that just driving you crazy lately? Give us a call, 862-9977, 862-9977, or 1-800-375-0056. Give us a call. Let us know.
No, not only that. No, it used to be said about, I heard it said as recently as like 5 years ago that if you're a certain age, if you're a woman in a certain age, or if you're a man in a certain age, you had more chance of being killed by a terrorist than you did getting married.
I think it was over the age of 40.
That's over the age of 40. Yeah, I think that's right. But you know,
Dan's back here laughing.
We've got a bonus in our culture today, and that is that being killed by a terrorist is more real today than it was 5 years ago.
Actually, I was going to say, that, when that came out, that was about, no, that was closer to 15 years ago. That was part of the, made it to the Sleepless, that made it to the Sleepless in Seattle movie.
Oh, you're aging me. Oh, you're dating me. But we, you know, people are concerned. People are concerned because we have men and women in harm's way today because of terrorism. We have men and women in our country today who are protecting our country today because of terrorist threat and potential terrorist activity in our borders. Okay? And our families know this. Our adults are aware of this because we hear about it. Our children perhaps are even more aware of it than the adults are. Our children are more sensitive to that than our adults are.
Well, and the thing is, in most recent history, is when we've actually decided to take it on more directly. For the last 25 years, prior to September 11th, and this is what a lot of people are like, well, why is it now versus now that George Bush is in office, why are we worried about terrorism? Well, because for the previous 20, 25 years, we took a lot of bloody noses.
Yeah.
You know, it was, whether it was from the bombing in Lebanon all the way up leading up to the USS Cole bombing, where we didn't do a whole lot against those that had been throwing punches at us.
Well, you threatened a lot. Threatened a lot, but didn't do a lot.
Yeah. But when September 11th hit, they hit on our home soil. Okay, gloves are off. Now we're going to address it directly. We're not going to sit here and take a bunch of bloody noses. And so it is definitely more in the forefront for two reasons. One, it happened on our soil. And two, we are actively engaged in it, taking it on, addressing that ideology of terror.
Yeah.
And so it is a very real thing. It's something we live with.
And that's what I'm saying. In addition to the financial stress and the stresses in our social environment, I'm not talking about social environment. I'm talking about we hear on the news and see on the news school shootings and drug and alcohol abuse and gangs, teenage sexuality, sexual behavior, and teenage pregnancies, sexually transmitted diseases, AIDS. We have all these things going on that are stressing so many people, so many families, that it's affecting so many people, and also as well as the physical environment. There's a report today. It was on our website that I pulled up. Talk about drugs and drinking water and how that's affecting people. You know, there's just all kinds of things that go on. There's so many stressors. It's amazing how many stressors that we are under today. But we're also, as we've been talking about, under terrorist threat. Did you know that since September 11th, 2001, there have been 11 terrorist attacks thwarted again in our borders? There have been 11 terrorist attacks. And a lot of people, as you know, because these happen, but so little is reported about them, or we don't keep them in the forefront of, these are actually successes. These are people who did not accomplish what they wanted to do as far as hurting, harming, or even killing Americans.
And these are the ones that are known.
These are the ones that are known. These are the ones that have been reported anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, Richard Reed, December 2001, he tried to ignite a shoe bomb on the flight from Paris to Miami. And Jose Padilla, American citizen accused of seeking dirty bomb, convicted of conspiracy in May of 2002. And the Lackawanna Six in September 2002, American citizens of Yemeni origin convicted of supporting Al-Qaeda. Five of six were from Lackawanna, New York, homegrown terrorist. You know? Mm-hmm. And we have 11 of these listed that are at least reported to us by the government, that these are ones that have been prosecuted. And these are attacks that were stopped. Okay? And there have been other attacks stopped around the world because terrorism is being fought worldwide. But it is in our country. It is in our country. And I say that our children are more sensitized to this than we as adults are because we're involved. You know, we have to go to work, we have responsibilities, we have to think about what's going on and pay the bills. And for our children, it's just a lot of security issues. Security issues. And because children's greatest need is security. Their greatest need is to feel safe. And it's the parents' job for our children to help them and to make them feel safe in our families. And so I just want us to be aware, kind of raise this to our awareness again today, that the stressors are here. The stressors are on us individually, but also on our families that are coming out in our families. The outside stressors that come in, but then also how we assimilate this information and how we take it in and process it determines a whole lot of how we stress one another or how we eliminate that stress within our family or how we moderate that stress in our family as well. And again, the more we stress, the more we shut down thinking. And that's been my biggest thing. I see that, and as I talk about stress with people, as I teach about stress with people, that's one of the things that comes across time and time again, that the more we're stressed, the less we think. The less we want to process information, and we just want to trust other people. We just want to depend on other people, do the thinking for us, or to depend on them for what we need. And that's a very dangerous situation for us to be in.
So, WK, what are we going to do? I mean, first of all, we're not real sure how in the world we got to this point. You had a survey talking about 80% of the people said, well, as you get older, you get more stressed. So it's somehow expected that that's going to happen. But now that it's ballooned up and it's this big and it's hovering over you and you're about to be crushed by it, and you're going, you know, I give up. I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of doing it. Whatever's going to happen. How do we address that?
It's not a matter of simply growing older and being more stressed.
But that's the perception, or that according to the survey, that was one thing that came out that kind of surprised me, is that people expected to be more stressed.
That's because they are. You know, we expect to have what we've got. Okay, I, as a counselor, I often ask people, what would your life be like if you have peace, if you have a sense of well-being, if you have a great sense of security? What would your life be like? And for a lot of people that I've talked with, they haven't really thought about that because they've been under such constant, persistent stress for so long that all those things are just out the door until I bring them back and say, what would your life be like with these elements in your life? Because they expect to have more stress. And it's young people are stressed, young adults are stressed, middle-aged adults, older adults are stressed as well, but for a lot of different reasons. Okay, one of the greatest stressors today, though, are the economic concerns of our country and the security concerns. Okay, let me just ask those who are listening this morning, how well are you processing the information? How much do you want to just tune things out? Let me ask it the way. Most people say, I just want to tune that out. I don't want to even think about that. Okay, it's kind of like Scarlett O'Hara. I'll think about that tomorrow. You know? But how well are we processing? How much do we want to process what's going on in our lives, in our families, but also beyond our families? Because effective families live beyond themselves. They look outwardly. They have a sense of presence in a larger sense in their community and an interest in their larger community. And so that's what I want you to look at. It's how do we get there?
If you'd like to give us a call, join in the conversation. Phone number is 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056. We're talking about stress. We'll be back.
Hi, this is WK Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m. where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
Listening for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts, once again, WK and Ken Boyce, on the second half of the show.
Dan, you're exactly right. That's exactly what we're listening for, is The Life We Always Wanted. But it seems to be just outside our reach on so many ways. This is The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, the second half of the show. If you'd like to give us a call, phone number is 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056. Or star 56 on your all-tone cellular phone. Are you feeling the stress out there? Is it got the headache and, oh, my back is hurting again and, oh, I just didn't sleep well last night. Do I really have to wake up? Oh, I can hit the snooze button one more time. Is this sounding familiar? Oh, no, not the kids. Not this early. No, please tell me. No, they stay asleep. Let me sleep a while longer. That's life. And that's where so many of us find ourselves, is just worn out, worn down, piled on top of, about to be crushed, wondering how in the world did I get to this point?
Down to the nub.
There's nothing else left. Someone asked me the other day, you said, Ken, you sound like you're burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. I said, no, there's only a burnt wick left. That's it. It's gone. Just, it was the remnants of a burnt string. You're like, okay, that's it. There's nothing else left. We're to that point. How do we get there? How did this happen? How do we change this? If you'd like to, give us a call, 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. Seriously, if this is the way you're feeling, and you sit and you're in your car and you're driving to work and you feel like you're driving your own casket anymore, and you wonder, what in the world am I going to do? Well, the first thing is to do something different, because if we continue to do the same thing over and over expecting the results to change, that's the definition of what?
That's insanity.
That's insanity. That's, you know, we keep trying to dig our way out by continuing to dig down. First of all, stop digging when you find yourself in a hole. Rule number one, stop digging. Second thing is, we need to find a way to get out, and sometimes that's going to take knowledge beyond what we have. If this is sounding familiar, if this is right, and you're going, oh, that's exactly the way I feel, talk to someone about it. Give WK a call, 882-6767, 882-6767. That's the number over the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We help individuals, couples, and families every day achieve the life they've always wanted. And so many times, it's not that far out of reach, but it's outside our sight. We cannot see how to get there. But having someone that knows how families work, how life is playing out, that knowledge is invaluable. And if it's not our life that's like that, chances are it's our best friend's life that's like that. And we hear about it every stinking time we're together. Now, you love them to death, but you know, as soon as you see them, you're happy to see them, but you're going, oh no, get out the blues guitar, we're fixing to have a jam session here. And away we go. How do we help them? How do we help our friends like that? Sometimes the best thing you can do is refer them on. And if you really love them, you will. Give them the number WK or have them come talk to Marty or Leslie. There are people that are trained in family systems that know how families work and can sit there and be an independent party and say, you know, let's take a different look at this.
Yeah, that's one of the things that distinguishes the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute from a lot of other counselors in the city and in the surrounding area, is that we focus on family as a system. We focus on the individual as within a family system.
Uh-huh.
Or we focus on a marriage relationship within a family system. A multi-generational family system. We live our lives in four generations of family, emotionally. And one of the things that distinguishes us, and we really work on this, is for us to see behavior in the context of family, to see behavior in the context of what the family is experiencing, and how family is processing stress, how family is handling anxiety, all those types of things. It's not simply cognitive behavioral therapy, okay, and there's a place for that. But it's understanding the behavior and helping people understand what their lives are in the context of, which is a family.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that before.
Yeah. But a lot of counselors are not trained in family systems. They're not even trained to think this way. So one of the reasons why we can be effective is because, especially with an individual or a couple relationships, marriage relationships, families, is because we're trained in family systems. So if you're going to a counselor and you're going for a couples counseling or family counseling, ask them, are you trained for this? Is this part of your training? Because you have a right to know.
If you'd like to give us a call, if you have a friend that really needs this, have them give us a call. 882-6767. 882-6767. Or give them the phone number, or the website, and tell them, here, look these up. I heard these people on the radio. I think they can help. At springfieldmfi.com. We can only help if people step forward to help themselves. That's the only way it happens.
That's the only way it can happen. You know, you were talking earlier about, what do we do? How do we get out of this hole that we've dug for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the best thing to do is to think, to continue to think, or to begin thinking again and begin understanding the process by which you got there. You know, families begin to shut down. They shut down cognitively, mentally, they shut down emotionally. And when they start doing that, they begin to fall apart. When a state, when a community or state or a country does that, it falls apart as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I also said that when we're stressed, we begin depending on other people to take care of us, to think for us. And that's a very dangerous situation in which to put ourselves. And a lot of that has occurred as people came out of the Great Depression in this country. They turned literally to the government to pull them out of it because of the tremendous economic burden on everyone. But there was a man by the name of Sir Alex Fraser Tytler, who in 1801, in one of his lectures, made a statement. And I think it's just a very wise statement. He says, democracy can only exist until voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse, that is, money, from the public treasury. From that time on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the results that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. And let me go on with this. He says the average age of the world's great civilizations has been 200 years. These nations have progressed through this sequence, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependency, from dependency back again to bondage. That's the reason I'm saying that individually and in our families, as communities and as a nation, we've got to continue to think about the freedoms that we have, to shoulder the responsibility that we have as individuals in this country, to be accountable for ourselves and to do our own thinking, to see what we can do to help ourselves and not turn to someone else to do it for us or to do our thinking for us. And so Ken and I were talking the other day about how did we get here? How did we get in this recession? Talk about we're heading into one. Now we're in a mild one, headed toward a hard one. You know? So how do we get here? How do we get here? Can you explain to the people what you explained to me?
Well, basic thing, as far as the economic on the country, there are three things that affect our economy. Cost of fuel, cost of funds, and taxes. Those are the three things, those are three valves that control the economy, the flow of the economy. And when Bush first came to office, cost of fuel was low. Gas is $1.20 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Bush stimulus package said, well, let's reduce taxes. And Greenspan at the time, let's reduce the cost of funds, short-term funds. That's what the Fed Reserve takes care of, is short-term loans. So the cost of fuel is low, cost of funds is now lowering, and taxes are lowering. What happens to the economy? It began to roar.
Yeah, it began to really grow.
Because it was allowed to do its job. The makeup, the mixture, was there. And when those three things are there, there's plenty of money for consumers to live on. Consumers go out and spend money. The money that's being spent creates jobs. The jobs that the people have are now solid. The economy is strong. When you take and you start tightening down those, any one of those three, you increase taxes, you increase the cost of funds, or you increase the cost of fuel, you slow the economy down.
That makes sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make sense to a lot of people for some reason. But what has happened? Our cost of fuel has gone up across the board. And when I say cost of fuel, that is every kind of energy, from coal, natural gas, gasoline, oil per barrel, etc., the price per barrel. It's the cost that it takes to power our economy, to power our lives, whether it's heating our house in the winter, whether it's cooling our house in the summer, driving to and from work, whatever. The cost of fuel affects everything.
Which are stresses on the family?
Economic stress. Yeah. What is the number one leading stress? That's why, as we were talking about politics last week, and what are we teaching our kids about our country and how our country functions and our economy, how it functions? This is the reason why we talked about that last week. It's because that's adding stress to our family right now.
Absolutely.
It affects us. And so the cost of fuel, cost of funds, and taxes. Well, right now, cost of fuel has continued to go up. And as it increased, the federal government said, wait a second, there's a possibility because the fuel's going up that all the prices of our products are going to go up as well, inflation. So what do? Start increasing the interest rate.
Cost of funds.
Cost of funds. To try to hold off inflation. Okay. In theory, that's a valid theory. You reduce the amount of money that's out there, you slow the economy down. The only problem is they have restricted energy or the development of energy. We can't drill it. We can't produce it.
Can't refine it.
We can't refine it. Even if we can produce our own oil, we got a bunch of people said, well, you can't build a new refinery. So our supply is limited. Our demand is increased. Fuel costs continue to go up. And hedging inflation by saying, well, we're going to increase interest rates doesn't do any good if you don't take care of the supply. We're not producing our own energy, and we have it to produce. And the reason we don't produce it is based on a lie. Global warming. Somehow the earth, you know, it's built on this one false assumption that somehow the earth is static. There's a static median the way the earth should be. Earth is continuing to change. Everything we're living on, sitting on right now, used to be ocean bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the earth itself, we can't raise the temperature, we can't lower the temperature. The only thing green about this whole green economy is the amount that it's costing the American consumer because we can't supply our own energy. So our energy costs have now gone up. They were trying to hedge inflation, so they raised the cost of funds. That reduced the amount of spendable income people had because those cost of funds went to what? Credit cards. Your credit cards are based off of that.
Yeah.
For the construction industry, everyone's talking about how hard it is for the construction. Well, the construction guys are borrowing money on interest-only loans to be able to develop and build houses. Well, when they could buy it at 5.5%, that's great. They've got $2 or $3 million out there that they're stimulating the economy. They're building houses, growing. Well, now that's 3 points higher. That's $30,000 on $1 million a year. That's $30,000 increase to their cost. They can't support it. So we've now slowed down the economy that way. And so when you got cost of fuel, cost of funds both being increased,
mm-hmm.
Now taxes. What's getting ready to happen to taxes? Well, we've got a bunch of taxes that are getting ready to expire. So in a nutshell, the American consumer doesn't have the money to be able to support the family the way they've had it in the past.
You know, when the taxes expire, what you're saying is that those taxes go back up.
Absolutely.
They'll be back in effect.
Yes. So our taxes are getting ready to go up. And the amazing thing is we have a few people running for our political system that want to make a change and increase that. Let's increase the taxes so we can pay for more social programs. As WK was saying, we give up our right to think we're looking for security, which will only lead to a greater restriction of life. A more stressful life, a life less abundant. So our three things that our economy are based on, cost of fuel, cost of funds, and taxes. And don't let anyone ever tell you that anything different. Because those three things affect everything in the economy. And what we're seeing today is the logical conclusion to having an increased demand for oil and energy, cost of fuel, and not having an increased supply. And now cost of funds, which didn't take care of it. All of these add to the stress of our life. And so it's important that we know how these systems work, how our government works, what's affecting our family, and how do we take care of our family, our responsibility. And that's why we discuss these things, and we need to educate our kids on how this works. It's our life. This is how we pass it on. This is how we're going to pass on to our generation. This is the life you've always wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Think about it. Give us a call, 882-6767.
Keep thinking about it. Keep processing it. Do your own thinking.
It's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.